Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where or why you're doing it, we thank you for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler when it comes back. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out more about the radio show there and take advantage of the things we have over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. By the way, if you can't hear the radio show any other way, you can go right there, click on the live stream, and boom, you're listening to it. All right, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Rupert Murdoch, Kyle, is condemning the awful woke orthodoxy attempting to suppress free speech.
Yes, I mean, I think that's about right. You know, that's what's going on. We do have this cancel culture that is really beginning to permeate. And to a great degree, Captain, I think when people look back on this many years from now, I think they're going to find that that is something that not only exacerbated the divisions, but just really drove a wedge between people, families, loved ones. It's going too far. It's got to stop. We used to live in a marketplace of ideas. We used to live in a place where people could say what they thought, even if it sounded weird. I mean, that, you know, we should be able to discern, you know, what we want to think and what we want to believe. But unfortunately, it just becomes a bandwagon. It becomes literally a groupthink, and that's a very, very, very damaging thing.
Now, the Republicans are going through the motions here, not that they'll be able to do anything, but they are pressing, the Republicans in the Congress and House, the House that is, are pressing a constitutional amendment for term limits, limiting the number of terms that you can be a member of Congress. I think it's a great idea, whose idea is about 20 years too late.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, again, we see so many people that have been there for so very long, and they just become entrenched. Now, on the one hand, you might say, well, people should be able to vote for who they want to vote for. That's one argument. But unfortunately, Captain, when we see, and this is why I think it's at least worth exploring very seriously, because when we see what happens when people come into Congress, into the House, for example, or even into the Senate, and you look at where they wind up, 10, 20 years down the road, it's always a very, very different picture. And this is why you have the Jerry Nadlers, for example. They just stay there forever, and they just get ensconced.
By the way, Steve in Thailand was listening to our music in the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and he was just jamming. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and I think that's this lady on the phone here was jamming along with us. This is Mary. What's up, Mary?
Good morning. I wanted to ask Kyle, on this great reset thing again, which is going on now in Davos, three of the countries, which are England, Canada, and Italy, that's three of them, have got the slogan, Build Back Better. And I got to tell you, that is part of the Great Reset World New Order stuff. That's just called communism. They want to call it a state capitalism, but that's worth looking at really hard, because we don't want that. That's going to communism and Marxism and Maoism. The people don't understand this stuff. How do you get the word out about this communism?
Because we heard it during the campaign. Remember, Boris Johnson came out
Boris
Johnson came out and said, that was my slogan, Joe Biden, build back better. You can't use it. And then Biden had to change his statement.
It's all of them. Build back better. It's in the Xi Jinping group.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Kyle, thank you.
All right. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mary. Yeah, I think that in that term, contained in that term, build back better, is the notion that something's wrong, because the whole notion is trying to come out of the COVID-induced problem that we have. I don't know anybody who says, you know, I want COVID to end, but I also want to streamline our society and our production methods and all this kind of stuff. Nobody says that. You know what people want to do? They want to get back to normal.
Yep.
That's the campaign slogan that most people, that would resonate with most people. But Mary's exactly right. What a lot of the elite would like to do is use this opportunity to change things the way that they want them to be. As I said, I don't know anybody who doesn't want to get back to normal. That's what most normal folks want to do.
Well, if we were back to normal, I'd be going to the Super Bowl. But as it is now, we're going to have about 25,000 people there. That's going to be about it. That includes the staffers that are there in a stadium that holds about 75,000 people. So, you know, this city is actually, even though they're having a Super Bowl, they're losing a bunch of money. They would have made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars if they had had a regular-sized crowd, which isn't going to happen. All right, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America is going to give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when they finish the job. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Punta Gorda, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get $100 dumped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. There he is. All right. Well, let's cut to the chase here. And I didn't quite get in what I wanted to because we were talking about the COVID situation and all that. But after saying there was nothing we could do to alter the COVID trajectory, suddenly Mr. Biden, number 46, clarified his remarks.
Yeah, this is interesting. You know, Peter Doocy, the Fox News White House correspondent, asked President Biden about the idea, hey, you know, basically the question was generally, you said you're going to shut down the virus. And then the president responded, I am going to shut down the virus. I never said I'm going to do it in 2 months. It took a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to beat it.
That's not what I remember.
That's right. Remember the tweets? Talk about Trump's tweets. What about Biden's tweets saying Trump has no plan to get rid of the virus? I do, basically.
Yep.
And so, well, here we are, hitting the ground running, and there's no plan. In fact, it's going to get worse. It's a long, dark winter. Well, here comes Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee Javier Becerra. to the rescue, as it were, saying, I believe President Biden made it very clear, the plane is in a nosedive, and we got to pull it up, and you're not going to do that overnight, he said on CNN. He says, but we're going to pull it up. We have to pull it up. Failure's not an option here, and so we will. So, Captain, I think that you've got a lot of media personalities and people out there on the left saying, okay, well, sounds good enough for me, you know, and but that's not good enough for everybody. What they're saying and what they said they could do and what they said, what's actually they're saying now, just doesn't jive. And the American people deserve better, I think.
Well, you're absolutely correct. Now, the impeachment trial is moving ahead as the Senate voted 55 to 45 to continue the proceeding. 45 Republicans voted against the proceeding of the Senate impeachment trial, while 5 voted for the impeachment, 5 Republicans. Now, what that signaled to me is the fact that this is going to be, once again, an acquittal on the part of the president.
Yeah, one would think, of course. And, of course, of those 5 GOP senators, of course, well, Mitt Romney, he voted to continue, of course. So that's almost a given these days. He likely he would vote to convict Donald Trump based on his previous vote. But the other senators were Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But you're right, Captain, 45 senators on the GOP side said no to Rand Paul's point of order to say, no, we should not continue with this. But it's going to be hard to get to two-thirds.
Yeah, and the ending of the Keystone Pipeline by Biden, the project, was totally political. That's my opinion, as well as the opinion of many others. By the way, there are lawsuits now that are being brought forward from both Canadian and USA companies and some of the suppliers that are in the system. By the way, the Republicans are targeting now the vulnerable House Democrats amidst this Biden fossil fuel crackdown, too. And what we're starting to see, and I'm looking right now at the price of oil and the wholesale price of gasoline, is it continues to go up.
Well, sure it will. And, you know, Captain, I think the central question is, and you said the magic word, it's a political move.
You bet.
Yeah, but the central question here is, why would President Biden do something that's so hurtful on both sides of the border here in the U.S. and up with our friends in Canada? Why do that? I mean, if you want to have an alternative energy source, that's great. You know, get the American people on board. Develop it. Everybody's for doing all kinds of great futuristic type of stuff. I'm all for it. I think you are, too. I mean, if whatever works is going to work, and it'll be great, as long as we have good jobs and everybody's going to be able to move forward. But don't cut off your nose to spite your face right now and end the Keystone XL. That's madness. But it's because of politics, and it's just blinded the president to being able to, I think, make a good leadership decision here.
No, and electric cars are not the answer. I don't care what they say, because, again, the electric cars are not affordable except for all the different government support that they give them to keep the price down.
Right.
But if they had to charge the regular price for an electric car, nobody could afford it.
Well, that's exactly right. And there are all kinds of things, and hopefully technology costs come down over time. And there may be some pretty good mission-specific things, like if you commute, you could use an electric car.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme, you can't just simply wave a magic wand Barack Obama's magic wand and fix things like that.
You'd be better off with an electric skateboard or a set of roller skates.
Right.
All right. Now, Chucky Boy Schumer has urged Biden 46 to bypass the Congress and enact a unilateral climate policy. Good luck with that one.
Well, sure. Yeah, let's just bypass Congress, because that's what he wants. Maybe Chucky Schumer realizes that it's not going to pass.
But the climate control stuff is part of a treaty with a bunch of other countries.
Right, like the Paris Climate Accord, you mean?
The Paris Accord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's actually a treaty.
Yeah, and as we pointed out yesterday on the program, the UN has a report out that says the United States is actually doing very well and doing what it's supposed to be doing in terms of cutting emissions and so forth.
Without giving him $400 million.
Exactly, yes. So making the necessity of saying you're in the Paris Climate Accords really not, it's not really a problem for that then. But again, it's all about virtue signaling.
Now, I promised when we came on the hour, or on the program last hour, that we were going to talk about the recall with the governor, and here we go. Kevin McCarthy, who is a congressman from California and the Senate Minority Leader, and I believe he will be the Speaker of the House probably in 2022 after the election, has ripped your governor, the California Governor Gavin Newsom, has accused him of hiding coronavirus data from California residents, and I believe that that's an accurate comment.
Well, what I understand, I think what came down from the California government here is that, well, having all that data out there would confuse and mislead people.
Oh, sure.
This kind of stuff. And, you know, it's like, come on, give, can I say it? Can I say, give me a break, man? Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, give me a break.
Come on, man. It's me, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, but again, see, that's the thing. And then, of course, Newsom is also having to try to field these accusations that he only came out and lifted the restrictions because the, for example, the recall effort is gaining a lot of steam.
Yeah.
And our friend Tom Del Becchero is really spearheading this thing, and it's a good thing. They've got 1.2 of the 1.5 million signatures that they need so far in order to get this thing, you know, to go to a ballot. Now, they're going to need more than 1.5 million because they have to account for some of the signatures being invalidated.
Well, they're supposed to be done in person so you can validate who the individual is.
Right, exactly. But there will be inevitable challenges. But if that happens, then by the fall, we could see perhaps a recall election.
Yeah. Now, before we get moving along here, in the next segment, I want to close out with this. Yesterday, for the first time in a long time, there was nobody inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And everybody thought, a lot of people thought Curt Schilling would be going in because he was eligible. Did not happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's a bizarre season.
Yep, nobody got elected to the Hall of Fame. Nobody.
Yep.
Wow.
Not one.
Huh. Yeah, very unusual.
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll see if somebody makes it into Cooperstown next time.
Yep, probably will. And don't forget, folks, little Dr. Fauci, little shorty Dr. Fauci, I just put on another mask under the mask and wear a double mask, and you'll be so much better off. You'll be so much healthier. Really? You won't be able to breathe either.
People are having some issues. We all have known about
it. I saw somebody put a second mask on, and they were having trouble breathing because they didn't. Spend the money. If you're going to buy a mask, buy a good one.
Buy a good one. Right.
It's got some filters, and you don't need to worry about a double mask. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about guns and aircraft. Wait till you hear this when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Another 200 million doses will be on the way. The Biden administration announcing Tuesday that the U.S. will increase its vaccine order from Pfizer and Moderna by 50%, saying it will bring the total number of Americans able to receive a vaccine up to 300 million. President Biden said that states would also be seeing more doses coming their way.
We will increase overall weekly vaccination distributions to states, tribes, and territories from 8.6 million doses to a minimum of 10 million doses. Starting next week, that's an increase of 1.4 million doses per week. And you all know, if I may say, parenthetically, you all know that the vaccines are distributed to states based on population. They're based on population. And so the smaller the state, the less vaccine. The bigger the state, the more they get. And so this is going to allow millions of more Americans to get vaccinated sooner.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, announcer lady. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Farrah and Farrah. And here's more about them right now. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. Now, don't forget, you can give them a call 24-7 by calling them at 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. And I gave some advice to a firefighter who had been injured in a line of duty and was having some problems trying to get their settlement through the union and whatnot. And I'm sure that they're going to be calling Farrah and Farrah today. But you spell it F-A-R-A-H. That's Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. Their phone number, 877-245-6707. So if you're having some problems and you're not getting answers, and maybe your best friend, the lawyer, isn't able to handle it, Farrah and Farrah will. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Wait till you hear this one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The TSA last year in 2020 set a record in the amount of firearms that they got from the airports around the country from people that showed up with firearms, 83% of which were loaded.
That is absolutely unbelievable. That's, to have loaded firearms show up like that is just really crazy.
An official said there were 3,257 firearms found at 234 airports nationwide. Want to hear where the top three were?
Where was that?
Number one, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in Texas. And number three, Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport, also in Texas.
Well, and then, again, this is, you know, you got a lot of hardworking people scanning those bags and looking for these things, and luckily these things didn't make it on to an airplane with passengers.
Now, here's the thing. I just told you 3,257 firearms.
Mm-hmm.
How many arrests do you think, felony arrests, were made for the people that had those guns that either shouldn't have had them or maybe they were criminals to begin with? How many felony arrests do you think they made?
How many?
579.
Wow.
So there were 579 people in that group that God only knows what they were going to do if they'd gotten on an airplane with a gun.
Precisely. Yeah, that's chilling to even contemplate.
Now, Arizona Senator Christian Sinema, I think I'm saying that right, a Democrat in Arizona, she has told the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, that she opposes eliminating the legislative filibuster. She and Joe Manchin appear to be in unison with that, which means that there will not be getting, they will not get rid of the filibuster in the Senate anytime soon.
Well, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because what that does, it puts what they need 60 votes, you know, to get over a procedural hurdle in that case. Yeah.
Now, our favorite person that we like to pick on in the Senate is not Bernie Sanders. It's Pocahontas. And Pocahontas, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, of course, from Massachusetts, that's her secret code name, but we all know her as Pocahontas, has continued her war on private equity, which could cost Americans 24 million jobs if she's allowed to get away with this.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, the term radical just doesn't seem to really apply even here. I mean, it's, we need a different term or something.
Well, it's all part of the income distribution, the equalization, the guaranteed income and all that stuff. Because if I've got more than you, then I should have whatever you are got more of that so I can get the, what you got. I mean, that sort of thing.
Well, right, and to redistribute it as somebody else sees fit, in that sense. And again, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, just doesn't seem to realize that her, you know, fringe ideas, and doesn't matter, she ran for president and all that, but doesn't make what she's talking about mainstream. But it does reveal, though, really the true colors going on in the very far left of the Democrat Party. I can't imagine. I mean, hopefully President Biden would come out and say something against this kind of idea. You can't certainly set the stage for getting rid of more than 20 million jobs in America just because you want to re-engineer everything.
Yeah, exactly. Now, moving along, GOP Representative Lee Zeldin in New York, is pushing of legislation right now to force the states to pass voter ID laws, which I think should be automatic. If you're going to vote and you can't prove who you are, you don't vote.
Well, right. You know, well, you just told us about all the stuff about airplanes and, or, you know, people trying to get weapons on the airplanes. Well, of course, you have to be identified before you can fly on an airplane.
You need ID.
That's right. And so they want to make sure that you're not on some list, that you're not a criminal hell-bent on doing something. In other words, you have to be able to prove who you are to get on an airplane. But And of course, nobody wants to disenfranchise a voter, but the Democrats have hid behind that as a crutch. But
let's,
you should have to be.
Let's go to the phone lines, and we've got the abominable snowman here tonight up there in Saratoga Springs. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. You got your snow shovel handy?
Yeah, Captain. Well, I'm surprised. We really didn't get that much. We probably got about maybe 4 inches of snow.
They got it above you to the north of you. Absolutely.
The surrounding areas, they got more.
What's on your mind?
Chief Fullabull there, Elizabeth Warren. I'm just curious, how is she going to make herself exempt from this redistribution of wealth? I mean, she, you know, yeah, I mean,
I'll answer that for you. Okay. Very simple. Hey, Kyle, are the members of Congress culpable for any laws that they get passed? Do they have to follow those laws?
No, I don't think so.
No, they're exempt. They're exempt from any law they pass. They can pass anything they want, any member of Congress, in the House or in the Senate, and they are exempt. That's a fact. Look it up.
Yep.
Yep, so there you go. Be careful what you wish for, folks. Now, 200 House Republicans are vowing to uphold bans on taxpayer funding of abortions. I don't know if that's going to be enough, because last I checked, it took 218?
Well, right, but again, what happens is that you have a very small margin now in the House of Representatives.
5 or 6?
Yeah, and so...
And we got a couple of special elections coming up too. The Republican congressman that died in Louisiana, and then there's another congressman that I guess he just retired or something. So there's two more seats coming up.
Well, exactly. But what that may do, though, of course, is set the stage for other horse trading things to go on, and because Democrats are going to need Republicans in some cases as well. But honestly, you know, it's good that they are standing up and at least making the statement, because as we get towards the midterm elections, that is going to resonate with the voters in one way or another. And so it's good to be consistent at this point.
And by the way, folks, something else that I'm going to mention is, because remember the Regeneron antibody cocktail that the president took when he was in the hospital, the former president,
right,
Donald Trump? Well, it's now been declared 100% effective against the symptomatic COVID-19 infections. In other words, this cocktail, Regeneron antibodies, is something that works. And guess who's trying to get rid of it?
Who's that?
Little Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci. Well, the grand Fauci, because he makes more than, well, anybody.
$417,000 plus.
Yeah, that's really something. Well, of course, I mean, and it was talked up, and it really helped then President Trump, obviously, and could help a lot of other people. The idea, of course, is how do you really combat the virus through vaccine and also through treatment?
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. Kyle Hale, hold on. And folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to refresh our weather screen and see whether or not the weather got any worse or any better. I'm telling you, out there in California, you guys going west of Reno tonight, up over the top, you are in store for a huge problem. If you can't get over in the next few hours, I'm sure they're going to shut down the road. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we appreciate her up there in Carrollton, Georgia way, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. Okay, we are going to boogie on down the highway, and here we go.
Let it take you higher.
Hey, Boogie Nights. I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring Kyle in there. Holy cow. I know we had Steve going with that one.
I'm sure we did. Yeah, that's Heat Wave.
Yep.
Boogie Nights.
Yep. Yeah, and that was 1976. Wow, 45 years ago. That music is still great to listen to today.
Yeah, you wonder, you know, when at the time they're making this, that they did they realize they were really making a classic?
Oh, yeah. And that is. I mean, my God, you can play that thing and everybody in the room's dancing. Doesn't matter how old they are. All right, well, let's get started. A strong frontal system is impacting California. It's going to bring gusty winds, in some cases near hurricane-force winds, heavy rain, and heavy mountain snow. White-out blizzard conditions and heavy snow in the Sierra Nevadas are going to cause road closures, travel delays, and it's going to be a real mess. Now, additionally, flash flooding and debris flows are possible across parts of central and southern California. A wintry mix is expected in the Tennessee Valley into the southern Appalachians. It's still snowing along I-90 all the way from Syracuse, New York to Boston tonight and down south below on I-84 as well as over in North Carolina now, I-40 all the way across North Carolina from Tennessee all the way to Wilmington, North Carolina. All right, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, as you mentioned, in California, we've got this heavy, heavy snow coming in through the northern California area.
5 to 8 feet.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So if you're coming out of I-80, coming out of Reno into California, through Truckee, through Donner, on your way to Sacramento, you're going to be in a blizzard warning. That's whiteout conditions, they're saying. Road closures, of course. And they're going so far as to say, Captain, in the warnings, travel is not advised.
Yep.
So be ready to wait it out for a long period of time. Make sure you have food and clothing, warm clothing, if you have to stop and wait for a long period of time. So that's all through Northern California. Southern California, as we head to the end of the week, lots and lots of rain. We've got rain in Portland and Seattle right now. Winter weather advisories all up Interstate 5. Through Oregon. Also, moving over into Idaho, Boise, winter storm warning there along I-84. Winter weather advisory if you're in the Idaho Falls area, of course, on I-15, so be careful there. Wyoming, high wind warning there outside of Elk Mountain there in on I-80 as you're traveling through Cheyenne and Laramie area there. And then also in the southwest in Arizona, hard freeze warning coming across I-10 if you're in the Tucson area, and then also freeze warning if you're in the Scottsdale-Phoenix area coming down I-17 towards south towards Phoenix. So be very careful in those areas, and lots of snow in California.
Well, here we go. We're going to go along I-40 in, we'll start with I-40 first. Okay, never mind. We've got snow back into the eastern part of Oklahoma. We're just inside Oklahoma, goes all the way across the northern part of Arkansas, just about to Memphis. I-44, if you're traveling up through Missouri tonight, you're going to be in snow all the way to St. Louis, and that snow will also continue across the southern part of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana, and then it goes across Tennessee, from Nashville east over to Knoxville, down to Chattanooga, up 81 into Virginia, into West Virginia, up into the southern part of Ohio, and southern part of Indiana, also snow in Missouri, across most of Missouri, all the way up to the Iowa line, down into North Carolina. Now, we do have a winter storm warning right now for the mountains of eastern Tennessee and North Carolina right in there, the Smoky Mountains, so be advised of that. That's just happened in the last hour, winter storm warning. And now we've got snow all the way across I-40 in North Carolina, all the way to Wilmington, North Carolina. That's all the way to the Atlantic Ocean from the Tennessee line. We also have some freezing fog in the northwestern corner of South Carolina tonight. If you're going that away, maybe you're coming out of Florence going west. You'll find it up in there as you climb up into the elevation. And then going up I-81, you've got a mixture of freezing fog, drizzle, and a few snow flurries along the way to take you up to the Pennsylvania line. But upstate New York, I-81 from Binghamton to Watertown, you've got snow all the way. You've got snow from Poughkeepsie all the way up to Lake George. You've got snow across I-90 from Syracuse all the way to Boston. You've got snow across most of Connecticut. The Berkshires tonight in Massachusetts and Connecticut, and the southern part of the Green Mountains in Vermont, you got snow, especially in the higher elevations. And that's what we got going on. Plus, we got a gale force warning along the eastern coast from about just south of Long Island, Jersey, all the way down to North Carolina. Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, you truckers headed out west tonight, especially in California. You got some really bad conditions up there going over Donner tonight, west of Reno. 5 to 8 feet of snow up on top of the rock over the next few days. So remember that one. Okay. To the telephone line we go. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yep, I see you were there and then you weren't. I don't know what happened, but that's all right. How about Rand Paul? Did you hear about him calling for a vote on the constitutionality of the impeachment? He's pushing that, and I think he's going to get it before they do anything there in the Senate. What do you think?
Well, they did take a vote, and 45 Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, voted that the whole process was unconstitutional. So it was kind of a trial vote.
So it was 45 was the total?
Correct. Okay. 45 Republicans. So that tells you that they do not have the votes, and some of the Democrats have already admitted this, that they do not have the votes for impeachment. I mean, for sentencing.
Okay, I got a question from Johanna. Johanna says, in an interview in October, Biden insisted we're a democracy and our leaders must govern by consensus, not executive orders. He said dictators rule by executive orders. In his first week, Biden signed 3 times the number of executive orders the last 4 presidents combined did in signing in his first week. So does that now make Biden a dictator?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right, I wouldn't disagree with that because I heard, that he'd signed the most executive orders of any other president so far in his first week in office, and I guess we got ourselves a grand time we're developing here. But I got news for him. It's not going to be easy. There's a lot of fighting back coming back legally, for a lot of challenges. And by the way, that Keystone XL pipeline, they don't even know the kind of wrath they brought from not only Canadian lawsuits, but from American lawsuits. And hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back. And by the way, if you don't like the price of gas, stick around. It's going up. I am not exaggerating. All right, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, it's all about we the people.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.